who's going to give us a trailer?
That's mine.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neil will conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on to the phone.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can.
Okay. We can hear you, but I can't see you.
Can you see me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
All right, sir. Please state your full name and ABC number for the record.
Kevin Ray Turner, Jr., ABC number 289557.
Thank you. Your approval for the oral vote of the executive clemency in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm a member of the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To the far right is the Honorable Willie Canonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing lead today. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Turner at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you still affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do.
Okay, you're going to be conducted in two phases, buddy, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. If they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether the community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is a violation of number one condition of supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives by failing to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office located at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about November 19th, 2018, as verbally slash written directed on November 16th, 2018. Your word officer unknown, thus you're absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, based on the admissions of Mr. Turner, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent as he violated terms of additional supervision and that he may not lapse or not lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Turner. Okay, sir, we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information, so stay there on the phone and we'll get right back to you.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Turner was released from ADC custody on 9-14-2018 and arrested on 12-6-2018 by Wickenburg PD. No new charges noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 12-7-2018. With an adjusted CSED of 522-2019 with 17 abscondes. Current convictions, 2013, commitment B, count 1, burglary, second degree, 1 year. 2013, commitment C, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2016, flight from law vehicle, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2013, theft means of transportation, 1 year, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STD information is noted and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs noted. However, after his return to custody, he was found guilty of 2 separate minor violations. Other arrests, 2012, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2013, disorderly conduct, Arizona, fined. He has a GV score, G4, V5.
Thanks, sir. And what agency did you say picked him up?
Wickenburg.
Thanks, sir. So we're going to have a summary of the case supervision at this time, sir. Get to the page. so September 14th, 2018, you were released with an approved placement with Kevin and Susan Turner, your parents, in Whitman. Then on October 24th, 2018, you were permitted to spend the night with Hallie Wade, your girlfriend, in Whitman. November 5th, 2018, CCO Smith received a text message from you asking if you could change residence to Haley's address. On the 5th of November, CCO Smith contacted Susan Turner, and she stated that you had moved out on October 24th, 2018, and she had not seen you since. So CCO Smith contacted Haley and verified that you had been staying at her residence since October 24th. And so on November 6th, you advised that your girlfriend dumped you and you moved in with Julio Castleman, a sponsor at 147 South Tegner Street, House A in Wittenberg. On November 13th, CCO Smith was contacted by Becky Wade, the mother of Haley Wade. And Becky Wade stated that you had been staying with them since Sunday. Becky stated that she does not want you at the residence. And then on November 13th, you were accepting the VIVRE 90-day program at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix. On the 19th of November, CCO Smith received a discharge letter from VIVRE, and that you were discharged on November 16th for failure to comply with VIVRE policies and procedures, positive for methamphetamines on November 13th, 2018, and unauthorized gas females sleeping in your bed. Wow, you had a lot of movement there, sir.
Yes, I don't mean to cut you off. I was just curious if I'll get a chance to maybe shed light into some of these circumstances that you guys are talking about, and maybe explain myself a little bit. And I actually wrote a letter. I would like to, you know, speak to you guys in regards to this parole hearing, if that is okay.
Well, hang on, we'll get there in a second, okay?
Okay.
So, with that in mind, I want to ask you a lot of questions about your residence. Did you have any roof while you're out?
Yes, I was doing site work at a landscaping company with an old friend of mine, Julio Castleman. Actually, he's my sponsor. He was helping me stay clean, and, you know, he wanted to see me actually succeed in life and not go back to prison. So I was doing site work because I did not have a social security guard or a social security card. I was in the process of getting it. I've had so many in my lifetime, and due to moving so much when I was younger, due to family situations, I've lost so many. And after you have so many, it's kind of a headache to get a replacement.
Okay. So you apparently had a drug problem.
Yes, that is the problem. That is, and I admit that to you here today, but most of all to myself, I do struggle with drugs.
Okay. Well, that's something you have to make the decision to take care of, because if you're not willing to help yourself, nobody else can help you do it.
Yes, sir.
And it apparently you have to also learn to follow the rules, because even when you're done with Department of Corrections, the rules in society you have to follow, and if you don't follow them, you get in trouble, and it makes it very hard to succeed out there. So before you read your letter and make that statement, do you have my phone board numbers? Have it correct? No? Okay, sir, I'll have you go ahead and read that letter as your final statement, and then the board will make a decision. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you all. I want to start by saying I'm not here speaking to you today because of the choices I've made. Unfortunately, I've made quite a few bad decisions, which led me to prison before this and to parole. The mistakes I've made caused me to lose many things, and the top losses are love, trust, which go hand in hand. I've lost friends, I've lost girlfriends, and even some family. Maybe not to death, but by losing their trust, it caused them to push me away, and in doing so, I lost them. That hurts me to the core every single day that I think about it, which is every day. And what was the problem? What was the cause? The real question is, what was the substance? I struggle and still do at times with addiction. I have a problem with drugs. I admit that to myself and to you guys. That's one of the first steps, if not the first step, to recovery. I want to get help with that. Unfortunately, the Department of Corrections isn't the best place for correcting something like that in most cases. I spoke about loss due to mistakes. I recently just lost the chance to be there and witness my newborn son being born because of my drug addiction. Fortunately, my baby's mother, which was my girlfriend that I was living with at the time, she keeps me somewhat informed. I know he's cute, he barely cries, what he weighs, and that he has long hair, but I don't know what he feels like in my arms, what his little voice sounds like, and what his appearance really looks like besides the image I try to create in my head from the details I've been provided. I don't want to lose any more time away from him or to be out of his life more than I need to be. Most of all, I don't want to lose the chance of being the good father I know I can be and to see him grow into an adult and do more for him that was done for me. I'm sick of drugs. I'm sick of that life. So all I want to ask is if you can please take him to consideration, and if you can find it in your heart to send me to a drug treatment program. I was in the MRC, Maricopa County Reentry Program, for 3 days during my parole time. I've also met people that was in it and completed it, and from what I've heard and seen, but mainly witnessed, I know it's a good program, that it's an inpatient, that I won't be able to leave, that I will be drug tested randomly, and most importantly, that I'll be able to do classes, meaning in 8 and 12 steps and cognitive thinking and more that they offer that will help me ensure my sobriety and my successful rate. Prison is not what I don't think I need. It is the Department of Corrections, but treatment is what I struggle, is what I need. I struggle with drugs. I don't want to just get in prison and then kill my number and then go right back to the streets and then be tempted by, the temptations of life and the temptations of drugs that I struggle with. I would really, I really love to get a good drug treatment program, something that will help me. I messed that up. It was a good program and I wish I did it, but because of where the neighborhood was and the amount of freedom that I had at that time being so far gone already, I messed it up. Like I said, I don't want to lose no more of my son's life due to drugs. I want to be a better person. I want to be the good me that I know I am. And with that, I just want to thank you guys for letting me speak. And again, if you can take it into your hearts to consider maybe the MRC program or some other drug treatment program.
Okay, you're repeating, sir.
Thank you.
Okay,
that concludes it. Thank you.
Okay. Before we go into discussion, I will say this. The board have absolutely no control about placement. If the board were to vote to put you back on community supervision, it's entirely up to the parole office as to where you will go. We don't have anything to do with that. But the board's going to go into discussion now to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and once we've made a determination, I'll be back with you. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
All right, board's going to discussion. Well, Mr. Turner definitely has an issue with his drugs, and it sounds like he's understanding that. But he also has to understand that it's entirely up to him. Help has been offered to him and he's not taking advantage of it. He does have a worry about completing his time inside and going out into the world without Department of Corrections leading around, but there are programs, if you will research it and look into it, there are programs out there that he can get into. I think he will be best served to finish his time in Department of Corrections and concentrate on some NRA classes, and he doesn't have a whole lot of time left, but any other program he might get, and get a good plan for what he's going to do when he gets out so he can control that redhead. But I'm going to have some discussion from the fellow board members, if there is any other discussion. Okay, so based on all the information in round number 2018W3376, Mr. Turner's testimony, and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Turner as he complained of violating terms, conditions of supervision and had lapses, not lapses, and criminal ways of companies specifically use of illegal drugs. That's my motion. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canova, submitted by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. According to the paperwork we have, you're scheduled to be released on May 22nd of 2019, which is only about 4 months away. In the meantime, we recommend you participate in some NA programming there. If you can get some substance abuse programming, that would be wonderful. But in the meantime, make yourself a plan, do some research. There are organizations that will take you and do an inpatient type treatment for you to help you get off those drugs. And there are organizations that will help you. You're not going to be left to a sinking ship the day you walked out of the Department of Corrections. But then it is up to you to locate it and make an application, and they'll do it. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. I thank you guys for your time.
All right, so we wish you the best luck. This is Linda Herring, and please just lay the phone down.